get TH, but also pray okay, just a little thing here somewhere. You know, I'm looking here in Sweden and thinking, what are we going to do? What happens now in the future? Because I hear that the economy of Europe is going down. Europe is poor. And it's hard to grasp that here, as long as we don't notice anything really much. Food has become a little, you know, a bit more expensive, but not crazily so. And, well, I don't even know, because I sold my car. I don't need to care for fuel costs or all that, simple living here. But, you know, for family with neighbors to where we live, you know, the upper class areas or wealthy areas of Stockholm where the people with good jobs live, making a lot of money in the finance market or this and that. I mean, their food costs for such a family must be astronomical compared to ours. So when things increase in price and cost, and it's harder to get a job, maybe your company starts laying off people or decreasing your salaries, Hare Krishna, then it hurts, I guess. But if you don't, you know, it was Plato said that that person is rich not who has much, but who has little needs. Simple needs. But yeah, so what I see, you know, things really start to go down here, which logically it could very well do, at least for some time, because we are so dependent on the import, and well, I guess the first thing which has to go are these stupid politicians who think we best thing we can do is to be enemies of China and Russia and so on. We should rather apply for memberships in BRICS. But, you know, if that will ever happen, well, God only knows. But then I can see it, you know, that what is the best thing to do, the smartest thing to do for the entrepreneur types, you know, not just the money juggler, gambling ones, but the ones, you know, like my father, he produced trousers, plenty of them, very, you know, very well, effectively. Sold them and make an honest income. So I really think that this is going to happen, and it may be good already now to be ready for something like that, to start thinking about it at least. What can I do? If you can take something from nature, either from land you own or from just public nature, or buying cheap from someone who has it on their land, some kind of raw material, and from that make something useful, something that people need every day, such as food, clothes, building material, buildings, tools. especially things that are not available much due to import restrictions or whatever, then, well, doesn't matter what inflation you have, what the money are worth, you just exchange. Here, you get these clothes and you give me some food. And we are back at the way it used to be. When human culture here was still more natural. Because there is a natural state which works. And when someone doesn't work, well, then we generally notice something is wrong. All of those who keep it that way tell us everything is wonderful, generally because they get rich from it. Well, but if it doesn't work, then it ultimately doesn't work. And poof, bubble bursts, a giant on clay feet comes crashing down. And it's all there in the stories and in history. Nothing that I make up. And that may be where we are. So yeah, I think that's good advice for all of us.